I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sex Science Sunday here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Over the many years that we have done our sex science segment, we've relied on the CDC for accurate and important information, especially in the areas of STDs, but also on many other subjects. They were the gold standard, the reliable source. And it is shocking to me, shocking to my core, that that's not the case anymore. And we were very, very early reporting about the destruction of the CDC and how they have lost their credibilities, how hospitals don't listen to them, how states no longer listen to them. And that story is really broken right now, where we see a complete failure of the CDC, with complete hacks being put in charge, people who have no proper medical training, don't know what they're doing, but they're the ones really running things. And the scientists have basically been ignored, pushed out of the way. Now, to be fair to the Trump administration, they didn't really have any choice. They chose to lie and misinform the American people. And that's a problem with scientists who believe that their job is to provide the most accurate information that they can at any given point. Scientists typically don't go along with being forced to flat-out lie, which is why you have to go around them. And so they did. So first, let's go up the chain a little bit. We had what was known as the Coronavirus Task Force. Then there was Jared's kind of side thing that contradicted whatever they were trying to do, and everybody was working at cross-purposes. But at least the coronavirus had Dr. Fauci on it, and there's also Dr. Birx, but she, I don't really have a lot of respect for her. She gets along to go along, way too willing to go along with the stuff that Trump is doing that is unethical, in my opinion. But she was still too ethical for the Trump administration, so they brought in a guy named Dr. Scott Atlas. And he's really the guy now in charge of the coronavirus task force. He's the guy. And he's absolutely, completely, totally unqualified for the job. He's a radiologist and a complete political hack. He is a fellow at the extraordinarily conservative Hoover Institute, which is based at Stanford. There were a group of 78 researchers and doctors from Stanford Medical School who signed an open letter where they described him as spreading falsehoods and misrepresentations of science. Actual doctors and medical researchers consider Dr. Atlas a hack. It's not just me. He got the job for the sole reason that he parroted the insane things that the president is saying, which are not scientifically supportable. In fact, almost everything he says about COVID is the exact opposite of what we know. So he got the job because he says what Trump wants to hear. And part of what Trump wants to hear is to open everything up and to stop the testing. Trump has said over and over again, we must stop testing because the more you test, the more people will be found to have it, and we can lower. I mean, it's insane. I know you've heard it before. It's too fucking insane for me to even talk about it here. But that's where they're at. They want to stop the testing. So Dr. Scott Atlas has been one of the proponents of also stopping testing. He's been working with Trump administration officials, we believe, in the Department of Health and Human Services, and they just completely bypassed the government scientists. They authored the relaxed coronavirus testing guidelines. Who's they? We don't know. But what we do know, they weren't scientists, they were politicians. And the recommendations that they published on the CDC website, and the they, we don't know who the they is, they're not scientists, they published this on the CDC website directly without any review by scientists. And what it recommended was that, gee, you know, if you're exposed to coronavirus, or if you're asymptomatic, eh, you don't need testing. That is absolutely wrong. That is unscientific and dangerous. But they posted this directly onto the CDC website, which shouldn't happen, ever. But, you know, we're living in an era where rules no longer matter. Now, of course, when the scientists at CDC saw this, they screamed bloody murder. This is dangerous. This is wrong. Political appointees in Health and Human Services are not supposed to be able to rewrite scientific data for political purposes. Not supposed to work that way. So you think you're getting medical information from the CDC, the gold standard, and you're actually getting information from political hacks who may have absolutely no medical background at all. And according to some reporting, this came direct from the White House Coronavirus Task Force, which is theoretically headed by Vice President Mike Pence. And we know Dr. Atlas, probably since he's now taking the lead role, probably had a lot to do with it. Now, to be fair, Dr. Atlas has had training in medicine, but he's got no background whatsoever in communicable diseases. He just isn't trained. It's like grabbing the nearest OBGYN and asking him to come over and do brain surgery. You have to be trained. You can't just say an MD gives you the license to do any kind of medicine, because it doesn't work that way. Now, he probably didn't write these new guidelines, and the reason I say that is because he's had some modicum of training in medicine, whereas these new guidelines read like they're written by people who really don't know anything about medicine at all. They get a lot of very basic things wrong. Insiders fully realize just how shocking, how unprofessional, how corrupt, how dishonest this all is. But it is also dangerous. People will die from following those recommendations. And they did finally get pulled down. And it gets worse. You might not have ever heard of Michael Caputo. He kind of is the HHS communications chief, but he's appeared to have a mental breakdown and is now on a 60-day medical leave. Now, the head of the CDC has been under near constant lately cries to step down, and he certainly should. He's incompetent. But he empowered Mr. Caputo in ways we've never seen before. He's communications guy. So part of what he did was to threaten his own scientists to not go out and talk to the public or do interviews. And then the CDC puts out a weekly report. And he was having one of his political aides rewrite those reports so that they more closely adhered to what Trump was saying. Taken all together, this is an absolute corruption of the CDC in a way that is staggeringly dangerous. Now, lots of people who do not want Caputo back, and here's the reason he had to take a break. So this is coming from the communications guy from the CDC. This is the funniest one. Let's start with the funny one. He accused the CDC, Michael Caputo did, he accused the CDC of forming a resistance unit to harm the president, even at the cost of worsening the COVID-19 pandemic. There actually is a resistance unit in the CDC, but they have nothing to do with politics. They deal with drug resistance. He then said that there are hit squads being trained all over this country to prevent President Donald Trump's re-election. He said that CDC scientists haven't gotten out of their sweatpants except for meetings at coffee shops to decide how they're going to attack Donald Trump next. There are scientists who work for this government who do not want America to get well, not until after Joe Biden is president. When Donald Trump refuses to stand down at the inauguration, the shooting will begin. This is the guy, and remember, Caputo has no medical background or experience, none, zero, zip, nada. But he's apparently in charge of rewriting scientific reports from the CDC. This is so beyond insane that I can barely wrap my brain around it. Despite the calls for Alex Azar's head as head of the HHS, they're fine. They're fine with it all. They sent out a letter to CBS News fully backing Caputo. You know, the guy who had to go out on leave because he said such crazy and insane things. He's delusional and paranoid. Now, Caputo is a political activist. He's closely tied to Roger Stone. He was, of course, involved with the Russian conspiracy to get Donald Trump elected, and he was part of the investigation into Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Ukraine. Well, he didn't investigate, he just spread the conspiracy theories, like so many other Republicans seem to be doing, and all this stuff is straight-up Russian propaganda straight from Russia. Caputo's a long-time Republican strategist and communication consultant, and he moved to Russia in the 1990s, so he has endless Russian ties. Like most of the people in this administration, he is the absolute worst person for the job.